Just Maggie, I'm going to ask you about the whole issue of land-based pricing over conventional products. And I think, because the reason I asked this to you is because when in all of these ROI models, premium pricing is baked into the projects. What do your investors make of that, and what do they how do they approach that topic when looking at an NPV model and it's based on a premium of X value over the conventional price? So the question is, most of these projects, when you look at the NPV model, you see a premium price that's baked into that NPV model. What do your investors make of that premium pricing? How do they, when they assess a project, how do they look at that aspect of the project criteria?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it really depends on the species that you're talking about. And I think it depends on. So often you would do a sensitivity analysis of looking at not only the premium pricing that the company's putting forward and saying that they can get, but also looking at if you were to get lower price and not be able to get the prices that they'd like, what does that look like in terms of profitability and returns? And so certainly you'd want to make sure that even if you're not able to get the premium price, that you're able to still get the return that you want. And so modeling that out is important. And also, looking at and truly understanding what is the market size that has a willingness to pay at that size. And I saw a question come in about smaller, more cottage projects that do sell at a higher price. And not to get ahead of you, Matt,
Good.
there's lots of food companies that I see, whether it's RAS or whether it's a packaged good product that are selling at a really high price and they're having a lot of success. But it's a really small market. Maybe they're selling to only to people in California right now who will pay more for sustainability, but in other parts of the country, in other parts of the world, they're not going to get that. So being able to do that sensitivity analysis and make sure that you can still get the returns that you're looking for at those lower prices in case that pricing doesn't really hold out when you expand the project is really critical. But to give a specific price that they're looking for, I can't do that because it really depends on the project, on the species, and so on, and also on the investor themselves and the return they're looking for.
Perfect.